Delicious. Hey, how's everybody doing? Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk Radio. This is a test because, as you guys know, I'm taking a little short break, and I will not be back on the air until October the 8th. The 9th is my birthday, but the 8th is when I'm going to have a big birthday party over there on Blog Talk Radio. So come on out and celebrate with me, call and wish me a happy birthday, call in and talk with me. I think I'm going to be giving away some prizes to you guys, but hey, if you want to give me a present, you can, I have a register set up, and that register is jaypublishing.com. Just go there and purchase any of my books, and that'll be my gift from you guys, okay? And like I said, I am going to be giving out a few prizes here and there, and, you know, hope you guys just have a good time, because I definitely am. You know, that's going to be October the 8th, and like I said, my birthday is October the 9th. I will be 21 years old, okay? And if you believe that, you can also buy the Brooklyn Bridge from me. No, I'm going to be 65, and that's a good thing because a lot of my friends are not here to celebrate their birthdays, you know. And I just went to a funeral not too long ago. You know, my friends are just dying off, you know, getting sick and dying. And, you know, I know we all got to go one day, and I plan on staying here for as long as God allows me, which I hope will be the next 150 years. If not longer, but, you know, we all got to go. And while I'm here, I'm definitely going to enjoy myself, do my thing, you know, write as much as I can, passing my blessings on, you know, looking out for people as much as I can and as best as I can, because people have certainly been looking out for me, and I do appreciate anybody who has been in my corner, you know, when I was down and out. I love you for that. And remember, you know, pass your blessings on when somebody needs help. You know, help the best you can. If whatever you got, you know, share it with them. If you, you know, see somebody on the homeless people on the corner begging for money, you know, don't be saying stuff like he need to get a job. Maybe he had a job, but, you know, when the recession hit, a lot of people lost their homes, their cars, their livelihood. And, you know, it ain't like you can't be one of them people. So don't turn your nose up to people who are less fortunate than you. Because you never know, you know. So love somebody today, tomorrow, next week. Call your loved ones, tell them you love them, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody, you know. And like I said, this is only a test, but I did have a few little things I wanted to say. And by the way, my book, Back to Zero, has been revised. Book is off the chain, so make sure you, you know, definitely purchase that book. But, you know, I have four other books on there as well as you can purchase, because all my books are good. And I'm not bragging. It's just that, you know, these are the reviews that I've gotten from people. And I know that I can tell a good story, you know. So not bragging now, because it's not good to brag in books, because, you know, God give you something. He is the only one that can take it back. So, you know, I count my blessings every day, and I try to pass my blessings on to the less fortunate. And then some people who are fortunate, you know, because we're here to help each other. You know, never look down on a man unless you're helping him up. That's my motto. So if you, you know, if you looking down on me and you had no intention of helping me up, don't even look down on me. Don't do that, because, you know, God looks, he tries to bring every, well, he, it's his intention to bring everybody up, but some people don't want to come up. But I definitely want to come up with God's help, his blessing, and his grace. That's the way I want to do it. And with that being said, like I said, this is only a test. I'm not going to be on here the whole time talking and preaching, because you know what a test is. So I'm going to end this here and hope you guys have a beautiful Monday evening. Call up your loved ones, tell them you love them. Do something for the sick, the shut-in, the homeless. You know, keep them blessings passed, because they're not yours to keep. God gives them to us to pass them on. And if you don't pass them on, don't expect nothing in return. You know, sometimes it's better to give than to receive. You know, it makes you feel good. I have a little story I'm going to tell this really quick, and then I'm going to end the show. Today I was out and about, and I went into... And, you know, I don't think things happen coincidentally. I was on my way home, and I said I was going to stop at the Subway and get me something to eat. I stopped, one Subway was on the way, so I didn't stop there. I came to one that was closest to my home. So I got out the car, went in the Subway, and there was a young lady standing in line before me getting her order, and I asked her about her order. So, you know, that was basically all that I had said to her. So when we get to the register, she had left and came back with some more money. So we got to the register. The guy asked me, did I want a soda with my food? So I said, does it come with a soda? So she said, yeah, she'll have a soda. So I said, oh, thank you, you know. So when I pulled out my card to, you know, charge the rest of my food, she said, I paid for your food. You know, it was just like, I can't even describe how I felt. And then I said, oh, thank you so much. I hugged her and I kissed her. And this was the first time I ever seen this lady in my life. And I said, thank you so much. And she thanked me. And I said, thank me? She said, yeah. She said, you're Gail Johnson. She said, I've read all your books. And Back to Zero was the bomb. And like I said, this is the first time I've ever seen this lady. I'm not lying. I've never seen her in my life. But that really touched me because it lets me know that people pay attention, because I could have been out in the street seeing people that have maybe done something or whatever, not even really recognizing or paying that much attention to them. But, you know, that really touched my heart. And with that being said, you know, it's a small world and you never know who you're going to run into. So when people be nice to you, pass that blessing on. So with that being said, everybody have a wonderful Monday evening. Love you guys. Bye-bye.